You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. So for today's show, we're going to talk about what the future of travel will look like after COVID-19 and how the industry will change after the pandemic. By every measure, the coronavirus pandemic has decimated the travel industry. The images of the world shut down are eerie. The numbers are staggering, and regions and countries are beginning to open up. But the outbreak would undoubtedly change how we think, act, and travel, at least in the near future, at least in the short term. So what will the future of travel look like? In today's show, we will look at three actions needed to travel in the future: social distancing, face masks, and testing, and how they will affect air travel, cruising, and hotels. Plus, in the second half of the show, we'll take a break from all this coronavirus stuff, and we'll transport you to three places where you may want to travel to in the future or near future. Madagascar, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. And we'll get into those places in the second half of the show. But did you know that U.S. Airlines won't force passengers to keep masks on during flights? And I hope everyone understands that a mask doesn't protect you. It protects people around you. So the airlines are not going to force people to wear masks once they're on the plane in flight. So U.S. Airlines won't force passengers to keep masks on during flights. Top U.S. Airlines have told flight attendants they won't be required to police the wearing of face coverings during flights. Most airlines now require passengers to cover up, but once in the cabin, they won't be forced to keep a face mask on. Reports state that flight attendants from American Airlines, United Airlines, Delta Airlines will require all passengers to wear coverings, but will not strictly enforce it. I know Allegiant Airlines is given passengers that board their plane a kit that has gloves, masks, and a hand sanitizer. But these airlines, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, and Delta, will encourage all customers to wear coverings, but will not strictly enforce it. The airlines are trying to avoid in-flight conflict, although this has the potential to cause friction between passengers not wearing masks and those who do. And again, masks doesn't really protect you. It protects people around you. However, it is different on the ground where security personnel are available to enforce it. All passengers will be forced to cover up when boarding a plane and may be denied boarding if they do not wear a mask. Once on board and off the gate, the face covering policy becomes more lenient. The flight attendant role is informative, not enforcement. And with respect to the face covering policy, most airlines will follow the same procedure, that once they leave the gate and you're up in the air, you don't have to wear a face covering. Although the CDC recommends this. And also, I found a way to clear the beaches during this pandemic, I found a way that people won't be on the beach during this pandemic. This just in, California beaches closed after fatal shark attack. The coronavirus pandemic couldn't completely close down a California beach, but a shark just did. Monterey Bay drone photographer told news agencies that he observed dozens of great white sharks swimming near the shoreline in recent days. He said he counted 15 sharks while out on his boat Saturday morning. And a local, this is a local man was surfing at Manresa State Beach near Santa Cruz when he was attacked and killed by a shark. Due to social distancing rules, the beach was off limits between 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., but surfers and kayakers were allowed access to get to the water. Now, what sense does that make? Sharks, great white sharks have been in the area in recent days in several articles that I read, but yet you're letting surfers and kayakers surf and use the ocean when sharks are in the area. But you want people to stay off the beach because of social distancing. Santa Cruz County Sheriff Department says Ben Kelly died at the scene. He was an avid surfer. On his website for his business, his business was called Ben Kelly Surfboards. He explained that he started shaping surfboards as a boy because it gave him a creative outlet and fueled his love for surfing. The beach has now been completely closed for 5 days along a 2-mile stretch, the California Parks and Recreation Department said. The attack took place about 100 yards from shore by a shark of unknown species. This area is known as a breeding ground for great white sharks, but attacks are rare, and there have been two other deaths since 1980. So one way of closing, one way of keeping people off the beach is the announcement that there's a shark attack in the area. So again, we're talking about the future of travel here, and we're talking about what travel would look like in the future as we go forward. So one of the things we'll talk about in the second half of the show is what travel will look like and what needs to take place for travel to happen. So the three things needed to take place is face masks, testing, and the other one is face masks, testing, and social distancing. By every measure, the coronavirus pandemic has just destroyed the travel industry. And images of the world shut down is very, very eerie and scary. The numbers are staggering, but regions and countries are beginning to open up. But the outbreak will undoubtedly change how we think, act, and travel, at least in the short term. So one of the things that would help when you travel is to have travel insurance. And there's a portion of travel insurance called cancel for any reason. So we talk about why you need cancel for any reason insurance after the COVID-19. Due to recent global events involving the coronavirus pandemic, travelers are more aware of travel insurance than ever before. And we will try to prepare you for the kind of insurance you would need to prepare you for travel beyond the coronavirus. And that type of insurance is called cancel for any reason. Most comprehensive Trip insurance policies include a coverage that protects 100% of your insured non-refundable trip expenses should you need to cancel for a covered event, as listed under the travel cancellation benefit. So what constitutes a covered event? And again, we're talking about using travel insurance as a way to travel after the COVID-19. You or your family member fall ill, become injured, or pass away is what's considered a covered event. Your destination is hit by a natural weather disaster, that's constituted as a covered event. A terrorist act occurs at your destination within a certain time frame from your trip, that is considered a covered event. What's not covered by trip cancellation coverage from most travel insurance companies is coronavirus, pandemic, and epidemics are generally exclusions under most insurance policy, but Tire Surgeon Travel uses travel safe insurance protection plans that don't exclude pandemics and epidemics. Our plans do have exclusions and limitations just like any other insurance plan. However, pandemics and epidemics are not one of them. Cancel for any reason, better known as CFAR, is a very specific type of insurance benefit that is not offered or included with every comprehensive travel insurance policy. The coverage is often an optional upgrade and a time-sensitive benefit. CFAR protects 50 to 75% of your insured trip costs and allows you to cancel your trip for any reason whatsoever. However, there are a few requirements you have to meet to be eligible to purchase cancel for any reason travel insurance. And we are talking about why you need travel insurance to travel after the COVID-19. Tire Surgeon Travel uses travel safe insurance, which introduced cancel for any reason benefit in the market in 2007. And we feel confident in saying, we being Travel Safe Insurance, we do not foresee any changes to a structure in the near future. With that being said, cancel for any reason insurance can be risky for many insurance brands. Events like the pandemic can be a cause of increased loss ratios, putting insurance companies in a difficult position where they must ask, do the gains of offering this travel protection benefits outweigh the risks? Many of these companies have decided it is best for them to alter the structure of cancel for any reason or remove it altogether. Lucky for us, Tire Surgeon Travel and Travel Safe Insurance, we won't be jumping on board with that particular trend. So what's important about cancel for any reason travel insurance is that you have to purchase it within 10 to 21 days of your initial trip deposit date. Depending on the plan, make sure you check and take care of it in that time frame to be eligible for coverage. In order to be eligible for compensation, you have to account for all prepaid and non-reimbursed trip costs. So again, we're talking about cancel for any reason insurance, and it's something that you would need after the pandemic is over when you travel. If you decide to cancel your travels, you must do so at least 48 hours prior to your trip. If you cancel, you will be refunded a portion of the prepaid non-refundable trip payments rather than 100% of it. Generally, this portion is around 75% of what you had insured. So today's show, we're talking about how the industry is going to change after the pandemic. One of the things you would need in traveling in the future is travel insurance. And you need travel insurance that you can cancel for any reason. That you can cancel if a family member becomes ill. If you have a flat on the way to the airport and you can't make your flight in time, you know, you need the type of insurance that will cover you for any reason. Your destination is hit by a natural weather disaster, or a terrorist act occurs at your destination within a certain time frame from your trip. So going forward after this pandemic, you're going to need travel insurance. And you're going to need travel insurance that will cover you in case anything happens. And that's the reason why today we're talking about cancel for any reason travel insurance. But there's some stipulations that come with it. Is that you must pay for it 10 to 21 days from your deposit date. And that in applying for this insurance to get reimbursed, you have to account for and insure all prepaid non-refundable trip costs. And if you decide to cancel your travels, you must do so at least 48 hours prior to trip departure. And just so you know, if your trip is canceled, you'll probably get 75% of what your trip costs. So what does it cover? Cancel for any reason travel insurance covers about 40% more cost, about 40% more than a regular insurance policy, but it offers much more fluid cancellation terms than your standard insurance package or even trip cancellation insurance. And with this add-on, you can literally cancel for any reason. You no longer want to travel to your destination or can't due to new travel advisories or ban. Feel uneasy about going or get unexpectedly busy at work. For any of these reasons, you can cancel your travels and receive partial repayments. So can you use cancel for any reason on rescheduled trips? Unfortunately not. Cancel for any reason coverage will not be available for rescheduled trips if the original deposit or payment date is outside the 14 to 21 day window. And you have to determine if you really need it, up to you. But with recent global events, it's not a bad idea. A few weeks ago, many thought their May and June trips would be safe, but with shelter-in-place orders extending and talks of resurgence of the pandemic potentially happening later this fall, it might be a good idea to purchase cancel for any reason insurance. And again, we're talking about the future of travel. All this rolls into the future of travel and what travel is going to look like after the pandemic is over. And one of the things we suggest that you use is travel insurance, and travel insurance that gives you the flexibility of canceling for any reason. And that is called cancel for any reason travel insurance. So the time to buy a cancel for any reason policy would be as soon as you make your first payment or deposit. To be eligible to purchase this policy, you must meet the following requirements. Purchase a policy within 14 to 21 days of your initial trip deposit. Ensure 100% of your prepaid non-refundable trip expenses. And cancel your trip at least 48 hours prior to your scheduled departure date. Pricing is mostly based on the age of the traveler and the cost of the trip. That is why it is best to compare plans to find the most affordable option, since cancel for any reason insurance policy costs anywhere between 12 to 20% of your total trip cost. So for the first half of the show, we've been talking about how the travel industry would change after the pandemic. And one of the things we talked about was airlines won't force passengers to keep a mask on during flights, although they are recommending that everyone wears a mask to get on the plane. And the second thing that we talked about was a shark attack in California that closed the beach and cleared the beach of all the... If you've seen the news lately, California has not been able to keep anybody off the beach. Well, this shark, there was a shark attack on May the 8th, I believe, and it totally cleared the beach. There's no beach going on the beach now. And the last thing that we talked about for the first half of the show is we're talking about cancel for any reason travel insurance, which you would truly need after traveling after the pandemic in the future. And we just want to let you know that you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned after the break for a video of Madagascar. It's the fourth biggest island in the world. And we have a live video that we have a drone video that coming up the second half of the show. Actually, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about traveling not only to Madagascar, we're going to talk about traveling to Puerto Rico and Hawaii just to get a break from all this bad news about the pandemic. But back to travel insurance. Cancel for any reason travel insurance. The pricing is based on the age of the traveler and the cost of the trip. And they say it's best to compare plans, but Thai Surgeon Travel offers cancel for any reason insurance through TravelSafe. And I've been with them for a very long time, and they do a fantastic job at covering any disasters that happen. The new travel season after the COVID-19 pandemic will be an interesting one. Make sure you are covered. Cancel for any reason is great for you. And it's great for me because it helps me solve your problems once you're traveling. And it's great for everyone's sanity. Travelers have really come to understand the value of travel insurance more now than ever before. And it isn't the first time we've seen a change like this in the market. After the tragedy of 9/11, the travel industry saw a major jump in travel insurance sales, causing a massive shift in the industry. Travel insurance adapted their plans to meet the new needs of travelers, like introducing domestic terrorism as a cover reason for a trip cancellation. We plan to see more industry-wide adaptions following this current crisis. But TravelSafe is aiming to make positive changes to our plans that help travelers and travel professionals as myself feel confident in helping you purchase the travel vacation of your dreams, no matter the risks you may face. And if you want to get a more detailed look at how TravelSafe plans can work for you in the midst of the COVID-19, you can book a strategy session with me, and we'll teach you how cancel for any reason insurance through TravelSafe will help you travel safely in the future. So, again, we have a few minutes left for the second half of the show. We're going to talk about the future of travel and what it would look like. And the future of travel is going to look like you traveling, for example, right now, we're walking around wearing a mask. The future of travel is going to look like you not only wearing a mask, but having health checks. You know, if you go on a cruise, they're going to take your temperature before you get on the cruise. They're going to take your temperature before you get off the cruise. And if you're over a certain age, 70 years old, they're going to make you bring a note from your doctor saying it's okay for you to travel. Hotels, after all this is over, will make their sanitary records public. So you know that things are sanitized. And instead of just the toilet seat having a wrap over it showing that it was sanitized, how about hotel doors being wrapped up to show that nobody's been in the room since it's been sanitized? So these are some of the changes that we're going to talk about in the second half of the show that will stun you about what's going to take place after this pandemic is over. And the images of the world shut down are eerie. The numbers are staggering. About 100 million travel sector jobs, according to one global estimate, has been eliminated or will be. Passenger traffic on U.S. airlines is down 95% compared to last year, while international passenger revenues are expected to decrease more than $300 billion. Domestic hotel occupancy fell off a cliff and now hover around 25%. These are all the things we're going to talk about in the second half of the show, is how travel is going to change, just completely change, once the pandemic is over. And one of the things that we talked about with travel insurance is that we saw a change how people traveled after 9/11. After 9/11, the change that I saw as a travel agent and how it changed was people was booking travel closer to the dates that they wanted to travel. Instead of booking 9 months out or 12 months out, they were booking closer to the dates that they wanted to travel. So some of the things that we're talking about today is just to make sure that when you travel after this is all over, is that you use cancel for any reason travel insurance. And we have, Thai Surgeon Travel has, the company that originally started cancel for any reason. We also suggest if you're going to use travel insurance that you book through a third party. Don't book through, if you're going on a cruise, don't book through Carnival Cruise Lines. So don't book through Royal Caribbean. That you actually use a third party to book through because it gives you much more benefits. If you're going to use travel insurance, book through a company that specializes in travel insurance. And that's the reason why Thai Surgeon Travel uses Travel Safe Insurance. And we've been with them since 2014. That's how long we've used travel insurance. On the cruise that we had selling out of Puerto Rico and coming back from that cruise, the port was closed because a storm was coming through. So we had to get on the phone and change everybody's flights, and we had to book hotel rooms because everything was changing. Instead of getting into the port the day that we were supposed to, it was projected that we would get into the port the day after. And unfortunately, everybody was booked to fly out the day of the cruise. So by using Travel Safe Insurance, we were able to get everybody safely taken care of, and it worked out extremely well. So I've been with Travel Safe Insurance since 2014, and it's worked very well. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. Look up in the skies, the superheroes of travel, Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And our topic today is how the travel industry will change after the pandemic. And we're calling it the future of travel. And by every measure, the coronavirus pandemic has decimated the travel industry. The images of the world shut down are eerie, and the numbers are staggering. About 100 million travelers, about 100 million travel sector jobs have been lost. And according to one global estimate, passenger traffic on U.S. airlines is down 95% compared to last year, while international passenger revenues are expected to decrease by more than $300 billion. And domestic hotel occupancy rates fell off a cliff, and now it hangs around 25%. Regions and countries are beginning to open up, but the outbreak would undoubtedly change how we think, act, and travel, at least in the short term. Regions and countries are beginning to open up. The pandemic is going to fade slowly with after effects, and a lot will be psychological. So what this article is about is, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to make you feel safe about traveling? And a recent survey indicated that one third of Americans said that they will travel within 3 months after the restrictions are lifted. Wow. One third of the Americans will travel within 3 months after the restrictions are lifted. That's totally amazing. So what will the future of travel look like? In today's show, we will discuss three actions needed to travel in the future: social distancing, testing, and face masks. And how these three actions will affect air travel, cruising, and hotels. Plus, we'll take a break from all this negative news about the pandemic and talk about three places you may want to travel to in the future or near future: Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and Madagascar. Now, Madagascar is not a cartoon. It's not a movie. This is an actual place, and it's totally amazing, and we're going to take you there. Okay, but what is travel like? What is air travel going to look like on airplanes? So right now, they're trying to practice social distancing on airplanes. Solving social distancing in airplane is currently being attempted by leaving the middle seat open. But for the airlines to make any money off of it, we don't know if this is possible. But nonetheless, expect airlines to dangle cheap fares to get people back in the air. So again, we're talking about air travel. The other thing needed to travel would be face masks. Public carriers mandate that passengers wear face masks and increase the frequency and effectiveness of their cleaning protocols, including filling the aircraft with a germ-killing fog before cleaning crews wipe down surfaces. As long as it has a long effect, Delta Airlines is currently cleaning their airplanes at night after all flights, and this has been done internationally for a long time. And the third thing that will go a long way to reassure the public that it's okay to fly is testing. But so far, only one airline, Dubai Emirates, has offered a virus test to a limited number of passengers. Groups including pilot unions have called for temperature checks. The TSA hasn't moved on the idea, and Air Canada plans to begin taking temperature readings at check-ins this month. Payne Field, just north of Seattle, recently installed a thermal camera that reads passengers' temperature before they enter security. Passengers beware, low fares won't last. Assuming the virus puzzle is solved, many expect a reverse recovery in 2022. But this is only 2020. So we're not talking about airlines recovering until 2022. And because of the bailout they got from the government, airlines have to continue to fly to all the airports and this is called the CARE Act. They have to continue to fly to all the airports they flew before, and they can't lay anybody off for 3 months. So look for things to change around October when this care package ends and the airlines start to try and make money on their own. So we're looking at laying off people. We're looking at changing routes, and there's several airlines already that has already tried to change the routes. So about October, November, the air industry is going to change. But the three things that we talked about for air travel is social distancing on airplanes, leaving the third seat open, face masks, which we covered in the first half of the show, that you have to wear to board the plane, but they're not enforcing the policy once you get on the plane, and testing. Right now, there's only one or two airlines talking about testing, and there's only one place in America, this is up around Seattle, that is going to use a thermal camera to determine your temperature before you get on the plane. So that's what it's like for air travel. What is cruising going to look like? And actually, in cruising, there's two parts. There's two parts to cruising. There's cruising, there's getting on the ship, there's getting off the ship, and then there's a hotel portion of cruising. So for this part, we're just going to talk about getting on the ship, getting off the ship, and the housekeeping. So cruising, will people get back on boats? Will people get back on cruise ships? Ships turned away from port after port, passengers quarantined in their cabins, emergency workers in hazmat suits. Few travel sectors have taken a harder hit than cruises. Now largely halted per no sail orders issued by the CDC. Carnival, the biggest cruise line, says that they will cruise again starting August 1st. And I will put a big question mark after that. Analysts believe large companies like Carnival and Royal Caribbean, they have the financial ability to withstand everything that they're going through. And just so you know, it's stated that people booking cruises for 2021 is up. But discounted fares and flexible cancellation policies would only go so far to reassure the future passengers. So the real challenge will be reducing perceived risks of actually getting on a cruise ship, and this will require changes in operational policies. With cruise ships, we're talking about health screening. Temperature checks at embarkment, temperature checks at getting on the ship, and temperatures checked at disembarkment, getting off the ship. Twice daily temperature checks for crew members, and banning self-service buffets. So the self-serve buffets on cruise ships will be gone. You would have to do a temperature check before you got on the ship, and a temperature check each time you get off the ship. And crew members will get temperature checks twice a day. Face masks for housekeepers and food servers, also a doctor's note for passengers 70 and over, indicating that they are fit to travel, is just one of the things that's also going to be needed to travel in the future. And then the cruise lines have to come up with a contingency plan for when an infection does occur. In this order, the CDC directed the industry to make more responsibility for managing outbreaks on board, including plans for laboratory testing of samples, disinfection protocols, and providing personal protection equipment. Royal Caribbean has gone so far as to try to make their face covering official. There's different things going on there. And then ships may be deployed differently, which means that if an outbreak happens and they go to an island, that you can get off one ship, get on another ship, and go home. Okay, these are some of the plans that's in place for cruising after the pandemic is over. and hotels. And with hotels, I would also include cruises, because a part of cruising is a hotel. So it's cleaning the new amenity that you'll get when you stay in a hotel. When travel restrictions are lifted and hotels reopen, travelers can expect to see housekeeping front and center in hotels, including cruise ships. Experts foresee more touchless check-in, VIA apps, and expressions of hygiene that go beyond the paper wrap over the toilet seat. So what we're talking about here is transparency and tangible clues will give consumers more comfort, adding that housekeeping logs may become public. Robotic cleaning is still novel, but there's a lot of talk about going to robotic cleaning. Where hotel lobbies used to be warm and friendly, expect a cold but gleaming scene with custodians frequently circulating with disinfectant. Pens and other knickknacks likely to be touched by other guests will be replaced with sanitizing wipes. Major hotel companies are experimenting with electrostatic spraying to disinfect interiors and ultraviolet lights to sanitize room keys. Hospitality will be faceless and encourage social distancing. Marriott plans to offer a contact-free room service through a cell phone app. Hilton rooms will have a seal on the door indicating they haven't been entered since they were last cleaned. Wow. These are all the changes that's going to be made after the coronavirus is over. So let's get away from all this and let's talk about going to someplace different, someplace you've never been. And that place is Madagascar. Madagascar is about, it is situated 250 miles off the coast of South Africa. Madagascar is the fourth largest island on Earth and is in a world of its own. Sometimes referred to as the eighth continent, Madagascar split from the Indian continent about 88 million years ago and the African mainland about 47 million years before that. So it is perhaps not surprising that about 90% of this flora is found nowhere else on Earth. Much of the island's megaflora, including nearly 10-foot tall elephant, birds, and lemurs the size of gorillas, has been driven to extinction, and some 90% of the original forest habitat here has been lost since humans first arrived some 2,000 years ago. First from Africa, Arabia, India, and Europe. But Madagascar still boasts a unique plant and animal life, and from numerous species of trees and orchids to just the flora. And this is it's truly an amazing place to visit. But for the complete story on Madagascar, visit my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, and to follow the photographs and text by a writer named Marcus Westberg. And it truly gives you the complete story of what this place is actually like. It's awesome. And to imagine that it's 250 miles off the coast of Africa, it's truly amazing. So the next place we want to go to is Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. After requiring some of the strictest confinement measures in the United States, including a nightly curfew, Puerto Rico had a nightly curfew. Puerto Rico is beginning to look forward, in addition to gradual easing of lockdowns and reopening of business, the Puerto Rican Tourist Company announces a new two-step program that will allow businesses to be recognized as exercising high standards of cleanliness and safety. As of May 6, Puerto Rico confirmed case count is 1,757 people with only 95 deaths. Their opening date, the first round of opening started May 4th, and if all goes well, the rest will open between May 18th and May 25th. The curfew is still in place until at least May 25th. And the current restrictions in Puerto Rico is the initial lockdown restrictions, which went into effect March 16, included a closure of most businesses, the curfew and threats of fines and imprisonment for anyone who violated its terms. As of May 1st, restrictions are loosening somewhat, and some smaller businesses are allowed to reopen, as long as they enforce social distancing and provide protective gear to employees. Parks and beaches remain closed, though exercise is allowed. And a curfew is still in effect between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. All visitors to the island are being screened for symptoms and are requested to self-quarantine for 14 days. But that will soon be lifted, probably after May 25th. And this is a drone video of Puerto Rico and how it looks. And this drone video was taken in 2019. Puerto Rico is actually a place I traveled to often when I was executive for JCPenney's, because for some reason, Puerto Rico was the biggest area where we sold cosmetics. So as the executive for JCPenney's, I flew there very often, so I'm very familiar with a lot of parts of Puerto Rico, and recently did a cruise there to Puerto Rico. But it's just an amazing area, and it's one of the things that strikes me every time I go to Puerto Rico and I look at the price of gas, and they have to remind me that it's not by gallons, it's by liters, you know. So they have to remind me of that. And even though Puerto Rico was devastated by hurricanes, it is really starting to come back, really, really starting to come back. So one of the other areas that we want to talk about is Hawaii. And just so you know, during the pandemic, Hawaii was arresting people for being on the beach. And they were actually any people that was wrestling on the beach that were not from Hawaii was being sent home. So travelers were being sent home in Hawaii during the pandemic. The state of Hawaii is struggling to keep visitors away, but also is looking forward to welcoming them back. While cases remain relatively low, 625 total with 17 deaths as of May 5th, the state government has proceeded cautiously. The economic losses from tourism are worrisome, and in a place that relies so heavily on the industry, a 2020 strategic plan published by Hawaiian Tourism Authority at the beginning of the year credited tourism with $17.75 billion spent in the state in 2019 and 216,000 local jobs. So what are the current restrictions for Hawaii? Residents and visitors to Hawaii are asked to stay home or in their place of residence as much as possible, venturing out only for essential business or activities. Outdoor exercise, including running, walking, and surfing, is allowed as long as social distancing is practiced. While there is not currently an active ban on traveling to Hawaii, it is strongly discouraged. In one of my previous radio shows, Hawaii talked about not advertising any trips to Hawaii until they let us know. So recently, I began receiving authorization to start advertising Hawaii again. Visitors and residents who arrive by airplane are required to self-quarantine for 14 days, and some of those who haven't followed the rules have received a free ticket home. The same applies to travel between the Hawaiian islands. So how will they open safely? The governor differs by each island. For example, retail establishments will not open on Oahu until May 15th, but retail in Maui still does not have a target opening date. All openings may be rolled back or paused if cases begin to sharply increase. And the major obstacle to them opening is balancing safety and resources. While a government-led task force has been announced, the sharp decline in travel in the current 14-day quarantine requirements renders any kind of immediate relief challenging. And right now we have the video is of Hawaii and all the wonderful things of Hawaii. And again, this is the big island, Hawaii, and you see the volcanoes and all the amazing things that Hawaii has to offer. But as we continue to get closer to opening, are those the sharks that were in? So we're back to Hawaii again, and all the amazing things that's going on in Hawaii. And when all this is over with, Hawaii would be a great destination to travel to. So the three places that we talked about today was Hawaii that we're showing here, which will open up soon to travel. We talked about Puerto Rico, one of my favorite places to travel to. And we also talked about Madagascar, 250 miles off the coast of Africa. It is considered the fourth biggest island in the world. And if you go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, there's a complete story about Madagascar. And I will add the YouTube video to it so you can kind of read about what it's about. Just places that we're looking to travel to as all this is over with. First half of the show, we talked about what travel is going to look like after the pandemic is over. One of the things that we talked about is that to have travel insurance, to have cancel for any reason travel insurance. Now, that's what you need to travel in the near future after all this is over. And travel for any reason, travel insurance will give you the opportunity to cancel for any reason. You know, as long as you cancel 48 days before you travel, you get 75%, just 75% of your money back. So that's one of the things we covered in the first half of the show was travel for any reason. This just then, we talked about one way to keep the beaches clean is to announce that it's been a shark attack. Since there was a shark attack in Santa Cruz, the beaches are cleared. And before that, California could not keep the beaches cleared. And the other thing that we talked about in the first part of the show was airlines are not going to enforce you wearing face masks on airplanes once the flight's up in the air. So look up in the sky. It's the superhero travel with Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.